In the translation that you were doing, I take it you mentioned witness statements.
Yeah.
What other kinds of documents were you?
Legal documents, mm-hmm. You know, motions, indictments, every once in a while, yeah. But mostly witness statements.
And witness statements were people who had observed difficult acts,
yes.
If I can say it that way. You're translating, you're taking it from one language to another language. Did doing that and with that kind of material have an effect on you personally?
At the very beginning it was very difficult. Sometimes I just had to stop. Sometimes I'll even cry when a woman is describing how she was raped. You know, those were very, very horrifying stories. You know,
and over time, tell us how that.
Over time, I think it just became a routine. I tried to like detach myself from what I was doing.
Did you, for your own coping, if you will, did you talk with friends? Did you see a counselor? Did you do any of?
No, we just used to talk with each other, just amongst each other as colleagues. That was.
So other translators were having similar problems,
similar
if you will.
Similar problems, yeah.
Yeah. And you try to help each other?
Each other, yeah.
Okay. Was there a capability at that time in Kigali? Did the ICTR provide some sort of counseling opportunities?
They didn't until I was transferred here about 3 years ago. They did a post-traumatic stress seminar for everyone. But for a long time, we complained, but nobody really saw the need to do that. But eventually, it came about 3 years ago.
And it was here in Arusha?
It was here in Arusha, at Impala Hotel.
At the which?
Impala Hotel.
Oh, okay. And was that an all-day seminar, a half-day?
Well, we were there for about 3 days, full days. They checked us all into the hotel. They got two psychiatrists from Kigali, Nairobi, two doctors, yeah.
And when you say we all did, who was we all?
I think they went from section to section, section to section. And
So you're the translator section of the language department, I'll call it. Mm. Was in that, and were other sections of the language department in that?
Yeah.
And were there other departments as well?
Yeah.
I don't know what other departments, I suppose various people in other parts of administration or people in, you should tell me.
From department, they went from department to department, and I know that I think WVSS, that's the witness unit, they've had this seminar, it's run about two or three times for them, because of the kind of work they do.
The witness unit works with witnesses and
witness perception. Yeah.
Okay. So. All right. Did you just had it that once, or your department?
Just once. Yeah. Well, the translators once.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how was it?
It was very good. I liked it because we were able to. They broke us up into groups and they made us even share our own personal groups, and it was really moving. It got people closer to each other. You know, you just see people and you don't know what kind of burdens they're carrying, and it was. I liked it. I found it very fruitful and very rewarding. But I just came a little bit too late. Other than that, it was fine.
Would it have been helpful to have had a follow-up at some point?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And has it had some lasting effects, do you think, for you?
I think so. It helped. They taught us things of how to cope with grief and stuff like that, how to deal with, how to handle stress. Exercises and things like that.
Okay. So we're going to go back to Kigali for a while for a few minutes. And in Kigali, you were there that period of time. Did I take it you also have observed not just people? You observed people. You observed the sites where things happened, and so forth. And took that
for a long time. I tried to avoid that, but then I had my pastor visit from the UK. And he said he needed to feel what the people felt. So we had to go to the genocide site at Yamata, and I had to take him. So that was my first really contact with the genocide site. Okay. Other than that, I was just sit in my office and translate.
Yeah. All right, and then what was it that led you to leave Kigali and come to Arusha?
They needed more translators in Arusha. So they transferred a whole bunch of people, and I was one of the people translated and transferred to Arusha.
Okay. And now you've been in Arusha since
2001.
Well, 7 years.
Yeah, 7 years.
You're quite a veteran of this organization.
Yeah.
Why don't you give us some general observations about your time here?
Arusha.
Yes.
When I first got here, I was a bit confused. First of all, I really didn't know in what direction to go. I mean, there were no genocide widows here. So for about a year or two, I didn't do anything. I can't really remember how I... Okay, then there was a lady in the church I used to attend. I think I had mentioned at some point that I do charity work. And she kept inviting me to that. She had a small office. She was helping people living with AIDS. And I had another friend come from the UK she's the one who's doing my website for me. She decided to come and visit me. And I just sat in my room and I said, where am I going to take her? Because she loves charity work as well. Then I remembered this lady from the church. And I now set up an appointment and we went there. And that is how this HIV AIDS thing started. I went there, I saw what she was doing, and I was happy with it. And I think that was in 2004, December. And that's how the food distribution program started.
Okay.